साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सर्वललिता श्रीविशाखामृतां च श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तिवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो इन द बेनिफिट्स ऑफ बुद्धि योगा लॉर्ड कृष्णा ही सेड दैट दोज हु फॉलो दिस पाथ ऑफ बुद्धि योगा दे बिकम फिक्स्ड अप इन देयर पर्पस देयर इंटेलिजेंस इज फिक्स्ड। So in the ultimate mission of life, purpose of life, so we all know. Fixed up in the purpose of life. So after hearing that benefit of Buddhi Yoga, Arjuna, he wanted to know the symptoms of person whose intelligence is fixed up after following the method. So now 54th verse Arjuna asks question, and till 72nd Arjuna asks three questions. Sometimes they are considered four, sometimes they are considered three. Answer to these three or four questions constitutes, or it goes up to the end of the chapter, that is at 72nd verse. So these three or four questions are answered. So Prabhupada says three, we will take it as three. Okay. So answer to these three questions is the last portion of this chapter. So I'll just see Prabhupada, he was comments on this. Arjuna's asking these questions. Because Arjuna asked these questions, therefore all of us are coming to know about such very important topics, which are very important in our life. So I'll just read that. Arjuna is asking questions and Krishna is answering. The message of Bhagavad Gita is for all conditioned souls. If Arjuna had not asked all these questions, we would not have received such a transcendental message. Therefore, it was necessary that Arjuna played the part of an ordinary conditioned soul. Lecture Bhagavad Gita 2.46-62, Los Angeles, 1968. Srila Prabhupada has given lecture on how many verses? 4, 5, plus 15, 15, plus 2, 17 verses. So now we have 18 verses remaining in this chapter. So we'll also try to complete. So first, 54th verse. Arjuna uvacha sthita prajnyasya ka bhasha samadhisthasya keshava sthita dhitim prabhasheta kimasita vrajeta kim. Arjuna said, O Krishna, what are the symptoms of one whose consciousness is thus merged in transcendence? How does he speak and what is his language? How does he sit and how does he walk? So basically three questions here. Sometimes they are made into, last question is made into two. How does he sit and how does he walk? So Prabhupada has put it together, so we will consider it as one. So what are these questions? What are the symptoms of a person whose consciousness is thus merged in transcendence? How does he speak? And what is his language? How does he sit and how does he walk? Okay. So now, you know, Purport Srila Prabhupada explains, as there are symptoms of each and every man, so we are all, we understand different people according to their symptoms, characteristics, qualities, behavior, etc. So previously this topic of psychology was only study of mind, it was. Now it includes even behavior of more than now what was previously considered. So in this way they study psychology and behavior. Some people comment Bhagavad Gita is a book on psychology. Written, although our acharyas have not written out like that. Psychotherapeutic book. So but that is discussed in Bhagavad Gita, there is no doubt in that. You will understand psychology better than any psychologist by reading Bhagavad Gita. So there is so much knowledge about mind, behavior and influence of three modes of material nature on the psychophysical condition of all the living entities. Psychophysical behavior of all the living entities. So we identify everyone according to their qualities, according to their gunas. Someone is a brahmana, someone is a kshatriya, someone is a vaishya, shudra or naradhama. So like that. So coming back, I'll read this purport. As there are symptoms of each and every man in terms of his speaking, his particular situation. Similarly, one who is Krishna conscious has his particular nature, talking, walking, thinking, feeling, etc. As a rich man has his symptoms by which he is known as rich man, as a diseased man has his symptoms by which he is known as diseased, or as a learned man has his symptoms so a man in transcendental consciousness of Krishna has specific symptoms in various dealings. It is said that a fool is undiscovered. I don't know where it is said. A fool is undiscovered as long as he does not speak. One such fool is speaking in front of all of you. Right? And certainly a well-dressed fool cannot be identified unless he speaks. But as soon as he speaks, he reveals himself at once. So, well-dressed fool like me. Dhoti, kurta, tilak, saffron. He reveals at once where it is said. Who has... Oh. Himself at once, like that he says. So, from this we can understand that among all these symptoms, there are Arjuna asked three questions. So, symptoms of person, one who is consciousness, sthita prajna, and sthita di kim prabhasheta, ka bhasha, what is his language, and how does he speak, prabhasheta. So, this speech is most important among these three. So among how he sits and how he walks. So among these three questions, this speech is very important. Because Prabhupada says, someone may hide himself. So a fool may be well dressed. We may not understand that he is a fool. But once he starts speaking, we will be able to understand what is his condition. Therefore, speech is most important. Language and speech is most important among all these symptoms. Coming back to the point that so we were seeing speech is important. Therefore, although all other things are also important, our talking, walking, thinking, feeling, everything, but among that speech is very important. How does we speak? What is our language? So, how do we react to different kinds of things? So, this is very, very important. So, especially speech. We see in Rupa Goswami, when he was talking about symptoms of a Goswami, qualities of the Goswami, first thing what he said, Vacho Vegam. So he said Vacho Vegam, Manasaha. So he says, Vacho Vegam, Manasaha, Krodha Vegam, Jivva Vegam, Udara Upastha Vegam, Etan Vegam, Yo Vishahe Tadira, Sarvam Api Mam Prithvim Sashishyat. So he spoke about Vacho Vega. First thing he said is Vacho Vega, because unless speech is controlled, then controlling mind, anger, so and belly, genitals, tongue, all becomes difficult. Why it becomes difficult? Because speech causes disturbance in the mind, and when mind is disturbed, then automatically we become angry. Controlling anger becomes difficult. When anger becomes difficult, then we lose all sense of our whole intelligence is our sense of cognizance is completely destroyed. Then we don't know what we are doing. We may overeat. We will our belly. We will satisfy the belly, then we satisfy genitals. So one becomes insane. So everything begins with speech. So what is our speech is very, very important. So the immediate symptom of someone who is Krishna conscious is that he will not speak anything other than Krishna, like that Srila Prabhupada says. Therefore, when we open our mouth, we should only talk about Krishna, Krishna conscious subject matters. Now, you see, among devotees also, there will be a lot of gossip going on, so many things. He is like that, he is like this, so much they will talk. So, sometimes, unfortunately, we have to hear. So, we should not talk about a fault of others unless we are in a correcting position, or we are in helping position. We may talk about others' faults just to understand that we should not make those mistakes. So then we can speak about it. Otherwise, one should not speak unless one is positioned to help out that person who is at fault. So, in this way, we have to control our speech by speaking only about Krishna Katha, Krishna. So, this speech is very important. And so, how does he sit? In 2.58, Purport Prabhupada says, Kim Asit means how a yogi is situated, he says. That is the meaning of that. How a yogi is situated. In what things he engages. And how does he walk means in what things he does not engage. Or it may be. So this is the meanings of his verse. That third question, how he is situated. That is the meaning of the third question. How does he sit and how does he walk? What is there in walking? Although there is there something like that. Sometimes we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking like an elephant. All those things are there. But this question, third question, has internal meaning. How does he walk? How does he sit means how he is situated. That is the meaning of it. So in 2.58 you see. No. How he is situated. So what is his situation? In other words, how does he engage his senses and how he does not engage his senses? In what things? That will be more clear. That is more clear, right? How does he engage his... Walking is one of the engagement of the senses, definitely. How does he engage his senses and how he does not engage his senses? That is the meaning of how he is situated. 2.58, you see, Prabhupada, there it is said. How a yogi is situated is answered here, like that Prabhupada says. So that means, you got the idea? The internal meaning of that verse, that question, Arjuna's question. Now, text 55. श्री भगवान उवाच प्रजाहाति
यदाकामान सर्वान् पार्थ मनोगतान आत्मनेवात्मनः पृष्टास्थित प्रज्ञस्त दोष्यते
Okay, so this 55th verse and 56th verse, Krishna answers the first question. What is the first question? What is the first question? What is the first question? That is important question.
How is consciousness?
Read the translation. Chitta Prajna or Samadhis. So what is his consciousness? What are the symptoms or characteristics of such person? That is the first. So here Lord Krishna, he says the first thing he does is the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O Partha, when a man gives up all varieties of desire for sense gratification which arise from mental concoction, and when his mind and thus purified find satisfaction in self alone, then he is said to be in pure transcendental consciousness. Now, the first symptom of such a person is that he gives up all varieties of desire for sense gratification which arise from mental concoction. So this point, how material desires come from mental concoction, the word used is manogatan here. So desires are manufactured by mind. Now we were discussing about what is sense gratification in 2.12, matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna. When the jiva, living entity, identifies itself with the body and mind, so atma means it has different meanings, no? Atma means self, soul, atma means mind, and atma means body. Sometimes we identify with the body and sometimes we identify with the mind. So just to give an example, one of my college friends, when I was preaching to him about Krishna consciousness, when we were studying in the college, and I was telling him, all love in this world is just lust. Then that guy was telling, so my love with my girlfriend is not lust, it is this. It is pure love, he says. Like that. Pure love. I don't feel like lusting with her. Then what is the... Why you need to have a relation with opposite sex? Why you need to have friendship with opposite sex? Why you are not satisfied only friendship with me and then? If it is, there is no lust there. Anyway, sometime there can be a situation like that. We can understand. So, no, I was telling it is just lust ends in sex life. So, no, I don't want to have sex with my girlfriend like that. So, there can be a situation like that. We can understand that. But ultimately it ends in sex life. There is no doubt in that. Because what else is there in the material world? Man, woman means what else is there? Sex life only, no, right? So, man, woman come together, they say, I love you, you love me. In the end, they have sexual intercourse. And previously, now, by the mercy of medical science, there is abortion. Previously, that was not there. So, they used to have children, and our children in America especially. Such children are given a grant by the government. Prabhupada says that woman has to beg government to maintain the children, like that he used to say. Anyway, coming back to the point that initially it would be on mental platform, mental concoction. Everything begins with mental concoction. So, imagination and mental concoction. There is in our English word also, no? That is called as fantasy. Fantasy. So, I sometimes give example that, you know, that so he is sitting in cinema theater, he is concocting or imagining that I am running around as heroine. So this is manogatan, mental concoction it is. Sarvan parthan manogatan. So this whole world is going on because of this mental concoction, manogatan. Everyone is concocting about everyone. So it's a world of mental concoctions. Husband thinks that, oh, wife has, imagines that wife has connection with some other man. Or woman thinks that, oh, my husband has some other connection. Like this whole world is going on, speculating. Everyone is speculating something about someone. So Parikshit Maharaj, when he went to that hut of Shamik Rishi, Shamik Rishi is sitting in meditation. He is in trance. But Parikshit Maharaj, what he concocted? It is a mental concoction. Manyamanaste, it is told, it is manyamanaste. Manyamana, manyamana means mental concoction. Here manogata word is used, there manyamana word is used. So in the mind he concocted that this Shamik Rishi is not in trance, but just to avoid me, he is making sure that he is in trance. So in this way, Parikshit Maharaj, he concocted and offended Shamik Rishi, and because of that he got cursed. So this is mental concoction. This whole world is just mental concoction. So everyone speculates about everyone else. It can happen in ashram also. Sometimes you may speculate about others. Recently the thought came, oh, I should, in East Agosti, I should tell about my services also to everyone, what I am doing. Because, then you may have difficulties, in dealing with them. We are doing so much service, we are struggling with these children, what this Prabhuji is doing, Aram says sleeping there outside. Just thought that, that thought came. So, Guru Maharaj also, every year Vyas Puja, he tells what are his new upcoming books and all, because as a sannyasi, his main service is to write books, right? And preaching. So he will tell every year that, oh, I have writing this many books, this is coming now, this is coming, like that. So, in this way, people may concoct, right or not? It happens, even in ashram also. They even concoct up to the point of that, oh, this Prabhuji has a connection with that Mataji, like that. It can happen in Brahmachari, oh, this Brahmachari has, So sometime you may have to speak to a woman and or someone, all these things happen. So anyway, till now I am not caught into such controversies, till now by the mercy of Krishna. World of mental concoctions. It happened, I think, to some extent this Prashant, is just mental concoctor is. So Varnashrama means he got scared. Oh, what will be in Varnashrama? What will be doing? All these things like that. He would concoct and get disturbed. So, our process is just hearing and chanting. No, why Varnashrama? Why that? And then if you just hear and chant, it is fine. Huh? And if everyone is Paramahamsa like that, like you, is fine. But he himself eats, no? Right or not? Then where food will come? Then you need Varnashrama, right? Right? For chanting, hearing, chanting, we need to eat, right? For eating, we need Varnashrama. Vaishyas we need, right? Without Vaishyas, where the food will come? Right? Where the milk will come? These basic things we cannot make them to understand. This so dull people, Kali Yuga people. And the so-called preaching also brings makes them dull. Dull. We are all devotees. Hearing chanting is our process. Yeah, hearing chanting is our process, but then why you are eating then? Right? We have to preach, preach. We are preachers. We have to preach to IIT. Who was that? Your friend was telling that, oh, what you are doing here? Gurukula and all, come, we'll preach in IIT college, like that, something his friend, he called and told him. So, you can sit and preach in IIT, but someone has to grow food for you, no, right? For your belly. So, they don't, these are basic things. Why we need Varnashrama? Where will food will come? This is another strong argument, you see, apart from marriage. I was giving one strong argument yesterday morning. Marriage, another good, very strong argument is food. Then why you are eating then? Krishna gives, like that they may say. Then Krishna only gives through, that's what Varnashrama he has told. Krishi Goraksha Vanijam Vaisha Karma Svabhavajam. That is what is Varnashrama. Krishna is giving through Varnashrama system. Food. They don't have such common sense actually. This is all common sense. You know. They don't understand the necessity of Varnashrama. Anyway, we went from mental concoction. Some other topic. So it may speculation about others. Some people, something I heard, our Ashtabhuja Prabhu got disturbed that, oh, people are saying that I am not doing any service or something like that in between. So everyone says that I am not doing any service. Like that, people may concoct about others. I know what is he doing. You know, I engage him in so many things, some research related things, so many things. So, those who are engaging, they would know who is doing what service, right or not. In ashram, it is not our botheration whether others are doing service or not doing. I have come to do service, I will do service, right or not. If others doesn't want to do service and want to go to hell, what I can do for that, right? That should be our thought process, right? If it is becoming too much for you, beyond your capacity, you should go and discuss with them. Instead of speculating about others, concocting about others, fighting with others, all these things. So, our Prashant, hero, was removed from a kitchen. I didn't know that. So, our Krishna Shri Prabhu was distributing services to everyone. And he is coming and fighting with me. Why I am removed from kitchen? Like that, he is speculating. Why you are removed from kitchen? Wherever service is required, you have to do that, right? Some speculation, that is mental concoction. Oh, they have some conspiracy against me. That's why they have removed me from kitchen. This, that. Of course, there was some conspiracy because no one was adjusting with and he is just not efficient there, that's all, right or not. So it's a world of mental speculations, manogatan. And all our desires are, I was telling, we identify with the body and mind, and because of identification and mind keeps producing so many desires. It is told that every moment hundreds and thousands of desires are, they come. You know, continuous flow of desires, no? It is just desires keep coming in the mind. So mind is so expert in speculating or manufacturing these desires. So in this way, And because of our false identification, we think that these desires are my desires. And Atma, Jivatma thinks that this is the goal of my life, satisfying these desires. So this is sense gratification. Sense gratification is goal of my life. Jiva thinks like that. And whole life it goes on working to fulfill those sense desires. And desire for eating gulab jamun or going here and there. So in this way, this world of mental speculation, mental concoction. So here Prabhupada in the beginning of purport is telling, the Bhagavatam offers that any person who is fully in Krishna consciousness or devotional service of the Lord has all good qualities of the great sages, whereas a person who is not transcendentally situated has no good qualifications, because he is sure to be taking refuge in his own mental concoctions. So why this verse is quoted? What this verse is, first of all, which verse it is? How it starts? Manerato Manerate Nasato Dhavadavaj. Where it is quoted in Bhagavad Gita before this? Before this. Why it is quoted before this?
In first chapter, when Arjuna has
So what it is told there, which verse it is?
When Arjuna says that I am ready to beg, even if they are to kill me, I will not fight. Why I should? You know that they are doing wrong.
That is 137 it is. But this is quoted in 120? 128. Why it is told there?
He became compassionate and his body was
feeling. So all these symptoms are symptoms of great devotee. Especially his compassion for other soldiers also. Krapaya paraya vishtu, 27th verse. Is krapaya paraya vishtu. Both together Prabhupada gives purport, no? Right? 28th. So, Krapaya Paraya Vishto. He has all the good qualities. So, here in that verse, Yashasti Bhaktir Bhagavati Kinchana Sarvai Gunai Tatra Samasura. It is told that a devotee, one who has unflinching trust in devotional service, faith in devotional service, pure devotional service, he has all the good qualities of demigods, it is told. Sura means demigods. But actually, some of our acharyas have explained that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Sura means, and if you see the purport to that verse in Bhagavatam, so Prabhupada, he gives 26 qualities of the devotees. So they develop the 26 qualities. That means, and develop the qualities of Krishna as Sachidananda. So Prabhupada is not writing about qualities of demigods. He is writing about qualities of devotees and Krishna. So Sura there means, word means, it is personal associates of the Lord. And those who have unflinching trust in devotional service. Of course, often Prabhupada translated it as demigods. But if you go to the purport there of the word, that verse which comes in Srimad Bhagavatam, 18th chapter, no? Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 18th chapter, 12th verse. So, there he writes, so Sura means personal associates of the Lord. Argument is given by Vishwanath Chakravarti. If it is the qualities of the demigods, demigod devotees also may get that all those qualities. So therefore it is qualities of the personal associates of the Lord. One develops qualities of the person, 26 qualities of Vaishnavas. And Harav Bhaktasya Kuto Mahatguna. A non-devotee of Hari cannot have any good qualities. Where they can have any quality, good qualities? So why they cannot have good qualities? Because manorate nasato davato bahi. They travel in the chariot of the mind. Manorata is chariot of the mind. Basically, manogata and manorata are similar. Therefore, this verse is quoted here. Because of that word, manorata. he takes refuge in his own mental concoctions, like that he says in Purport Prabhupada here. So, refuge in mental concoctions, manoratha. So, what is this manoratha? Traveling on the chariot of the mind. The nature of the mind is to be, to accept something and to reject something. This is the nature of the mana sankalpa vikalpa. Sankalpa vikalpa manaha, or mana sankalpa vikalpa, something it is told like that. So, to accept something and reject something. What is the meaning of that, accept something? Sometime it thinks, it imagines that this is right, and later it says that no, this is not right, this is right. So, in this way, it is always in duality. So, if we take shelter of such mind, if you make our own mind, such mind which is in duality of material existence as our guru, or we travel in that as chariot of that mind, so then what happens? We will never develop any good qualities. Just for to give an example, I was giving that example of Gandhi. Gandhi, he spoke about non-violence. Then he concocted that, oh, we have to give equal share to our Pakistani brothers, Musliman, Hindu, Muslim, bhai, like that. So we should give equal arms to them also after division. So after India, Pakistan got divided. So we have to give them arms. Then they were given arms, and then there was so much violence because of that. So, when someone goes in the chariot of the mind, instead of taking knowledge from Krishna and from Bhagavad Gita, from authorities, then they will be in this cycle of accepting something and rejecting something. Prabhupada tells that in the... I'll read this one quote from lecturer. Bhagavad Gita lecture 2.5556, New York, 1966. At the present moment in our material condition, we are speculating and baffled because it is the nature of the mind to create something and reject it. The mind will think, yes, let me do this. And then we decide, oh, better not to do this. This is sankalpa vikalpa, right? Often it happens, no? Deciding or rejecting. Whether to join ashram or not to join ashram. Sometimes we feel we should join ashram, sometimes we feel we should not join ashram. Sometimes we feel we should stay in the ashram, sometimes we feel we should not stay in the ashram. When we take shelter of mind, this is what happens. If you take shelter of spiritual master and authorities, then you can go on. So that is one thing I did in my life. When I was joining, I was also in this manavrata. Externally, I used to speak about Brahmacharya Ashram, but internally, that you know, due to material attachment, that burning anxiety, oh, what will happen to my parents, what will happen to my family, that was always burning. But when I met my spiritual master and our Rasamrita Maharaj, so they did not bother to ask, what about your family? Nothing, not a single word they asked. Who is there in your home? Who is there? Who is your mother? Who is your father? Who is your sister? No, nothing asked, both of them. Then I thought, these people are not bothering about it. Why I am bothered about it? Then I said, okay, cut it off. Just. So like that, if you take shelter of mind, finished. That will just sell you to Maya, that's all. That's what it happens. Then once you are sold to Maya, finished. So in this way, we should not take shelter of our mind, deciding and rejecting. Okay, some level of, you know, it's not that you don't have intelligence, but that intelligence should be nourished by, you know, shastric knowledge, you know. So shastric wisdom, so that much capability, shastric philosophical, that is called as philosophical intelligence. If you have philosophical intelligence, then you will be able to take decisions. Even in my case also, if you see, often I push so many boys, many of the boys here, I push them literally to join ashram. So, no one pushed me like that because, you know, I'm not saying my pride, that, oh, I had great philosophical intelligence, but at least I thought it, oh. They did not ask, but I used that. Oh, these people are authorities in knowledge. and they are devotees, they are practicing Krishna consciousness, they are guiding everyone. So these are authorities on knowledge and on Krishna consciousness. If these people are saying, then it should be right thing to do. So so thinking, that kind of philosophical intelligence should come by knowledge, based on knowledge. So then we'll be able to overcome this, come above this, or beyond this platform of, you know, accepting something and rejecting something. Manogatan. So we have to develop that philosophical intelligence. But when we decide to act according to the Supreme Consciousness, there is no such duality. There is only one thought. Let me do it because it is sanctioned by the Superior Consciousness. You see? The whole Bhagavad Gita is based on this principle of life. In India, we watch a boatman on the towpath, dragging the boat with a rope. The boat is in the middle of the river and there is a big log in the middle of the boat. The log is tied with a rope and that rope is held by the boatman. While, you see, this is amazing, very nice example Prabhupada is given. While walking on river bank, so many things disturb the boatman. He thinks, when I am rich, very rich, man, I shall cover the river bank with soft pillows so that I can walk on the pillows dragging this boat. I shall have no pain. Our position is like that of that foolish boatman. He does not seem to understand, if he becomes rich, he will not have to pull this boat. This is our condition. We want to be happy in the same way and cover the whole world with cushions and soft pillows and have no pain at all. This is our plan, but Lord rejects this plan. Tells us that our foolish plan should be rejected. Prajahati, that, but intelligent person who is, you know, philosophical intelligent, he will not think like that. He just gives up. These are all sense material desires. We want to make, you know, patchwork. Material definition of materialistic person is defined here. You know, character symptoms of one who is in transcendence. One who is a spiritualist are given here. Materialistic person, what he does? He always something. The definition of materialist is what? Some more or other, he wants to be in the material world. That is a definition of a materialist person. If there is any problem, he will just do some adjustment and be here only in the material world. And he will go on making such adjustment. So, foolishly he never understands that he will not become happy by doing all these adjustments in the material world. Like this fellow was thinking, you know, put a pillow on the boat and go on pulling the boat. This is the condition. So, manavrata, mental concoctions. So, then in the purport he says, Prabhupada, how sense desires can be stopped? Who will read that artificially? Read.
Artificially, sense desires cannot be stopped. But if one is engaged in Krishna consciousness, then automatically sense desires subside without extraneous efforts. Therefore, one has to engage himself in Krishna consciousness without hesitation. But this devotional service will instantly help one onto the platform of transcendental.
Okay, so this is how one can stop sense desires. Prajahati means he gives it up. So then Prabhupada tells, Atma nevatmana tushta sthita prajnyasta dushyate. One who is satisfied in the self, he is called sthita prajnya. So Prabhupada says, consequently, it is rightly said herein that one has to give up all kinds of sense desires manufactured by mental concoction. So then after that, the highly developed soul always remains satisfied in himself by realizing himself as an eternal servitor of the Supreme Lord. Such a transcendentally situated person has no sense desires resulting from petty materialism. Rather, he remains always happy in his natural position of eternally serving the Supreme Lord. Okay. Text 56. दुखेषु अनुविग्नमनाः सुखेषु विगतस्त्रः
वीतरागमनुरस्थितदेवमुच्यते.
And the next symptom is that dukeshu anudvignamana. He is not disturbed. His mind is not agitated by dukkha. Here Prabhupada translates dukkha as threefold miseries. So what are those threefold miseries? Adi atmika, adi daivika and adi bhautika. So generally we see when something happens, one of these miseries, Prabhupada in fifth canto he says, either these miseries assail one at a time or all at a time, he says. These threefold miseries, this is material word. Miserable word, dukkala. He uses the word assail. You see here. Assail means you understand, no? Very strong word it is. They attack. Just fall upon us. One at a time or all at a time. So they may attack and then we become so disturbed. Oh, why it is happening to me like that? Sometimes we may even curse God. Sometimes we may say, oh, 25 years I chanted 25 rounds of Hare Krishna mantra. Every Ekadasi I did Nirjala. I did so much service. Then still it is coming like that, we may think. But as long as body is there, these things will keep coming. That's why it is told. These are symptoms of person who is in Samadhi. Someone who is in Samadhi still experiences threefold miseries, but he is not disturbed. This is the point here. It is not that once we attain perfection, it will not come. As long as we are in the material world, these dukkhas will come, keep coming. But we should not become agitated by them. Or those who are in Samadhi, they will not become agitated. So, here Prabhupada, he quotes that verse, Tattenu kampa shushumukshamana bhunjanaya. He doesn't quote, but he has put that as a part of his writing. Tattenu kampa shushumikshamana bhunjanaya vatma kritam vipakam tadvagva purvir viradhanamaste jiveta yo mukti padesh dhaya bak. Anyone knows this verse? Where? Who spoke this verse? Who told this verse? Where it is? Where it comes? 10th canto, where it comes? Sukadeva Goswami. Very good answer. Everyone knows that Bhagavatam is spoken by Sukadeva Goswami. That will be always correct answer, right? This is part of Brahma's prayers. Brahma is offering prayers to Lord Krishna. When it happened? After Brahma Vimohan Leela, one of the verses. And Prabhupada, he comments on this verse. This verse is quoted in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And it is purport to this in the Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada. This verse is a guide of the devotee's lives, he says. So this verse is guide of devotee's life. Always you should remember this. Everyone should memorize and understand the meaning thoroughly. Tattenu kampa shushumikshamana. Who will tell the verse number?
10.14.8.
Yeah. 14th chapter is prayers of Brahma. So this verse is a guide of devotee's lives. Devotees should always live life according to this verse. So here Prabhupada is quoting that verse. Such Krishna conscious person, a person in Samadhi, give me that verse book. So he, yeah. So he always thinks that because of the mercy of Krishna, I am getting these miseries in a minimized way. Or he considers that suffering itself. Atma kritam vipakam. Atma kritam vipakam means what? He himself has performed those sinful activities. Because of that he is getting reaction. He thinks like that. But by the mercy of Krishna, I was supposed to give more misery. But by the mercy of Krishna, I am getting very less. Or if not less, actually Krishna is giving me misery of my my past done bad deeds, so misdeeds, so that I realize that this material world is a place of suffering, like that he sings. Right or not? According to Bhagavad Gita philosophy or Vedic philosophy, so we all know misery is also mercy of Krishna, right? What happens, why it is called as mercy of Krishna? By that we develop impetus to leave this material world, miserable material world. So we should not curse God, oh why he is sending me so many miseries. Or that Christian priest, who is that? Early priest. Saint Augustine or who was that? Augustine or someone else? I'm confusing between two names. So one of the priest, Christian priest, early Krishna, he was in just I think 13th century or 12th century like that. So he gave the proposal that if there is evil in the world, misery, suffering in the world, then God is not all merciful. So, or he may be all merciful, but he may not be all good. No, all powerful, sorry. To remove the misery and suffering like that he gave. So, in this way, with our stool pit logic, we think that try to concoct on who is God, how is God, like that. But God is all merciful. Even his misery and suffering also, this is Vedic philosophy. People cannot imagine, how can suffering be mercy of the Lord? So they just can't, this cannot fit into their brain. But this is very, you know, very high level of thought of Vedic thought, Vedic philosophical thought. Suffering is also considered as mercy. This is the verse which says, Tatya Anukampa, Anukampa, it is his Lord's mercy it is. So tatyenukampa shushumikshamana bhunjana evatma kritam vipakam. It is mercy it is. So if you are just like tree without suffering the miseries, happiness and distress, then you will just remain in the material world. But if there is some suffering, then there will be impetus for inquiry. What is the cause of my suffering? Why I am suffering like this? Then human life begins from the such inquiry. So consciousness should be so developed that we should be inquiring, why I am suffering. Therefore, Lord has kept this suffering. That inquiry begins from suffering. So that is the first step in self-realization. So that impetus becomes the cause of our beginning spiritual inquiry. So that's why, therefore it is a mercy. So someone may argue that why Lord made such a world? He would have, because we wanted to enjoy material world, therefore we have come here to material world. Then why he made that such world? He could have made only without only material happiness, without suffering. So Lord has made that also. Brahma Jyoti is that, where there is no material miseries, material suffering. But there is no spiritual, positive spiritual happiness also there. So that is Brahma Jyoti stage. But there also we will not be happy. Just, you know, everywhere there will be effulgence. You will be alone there, just alone there, nothing. You will not know there is another jiva, Brahman, who has merged there. You will be just alone there. So that is Brahman state. Brahma Jyoti. So, Lord has made that also. Jivas, what a condition that must be. Just stay there alone, everywhere light. Nothing, just light everywhere, just he will be there. No activity, nothing. yeah, that's why Avaishnava Acharyas, they say, Kaivalya Narka, it is. Merging into impersonal Brahman is hellish, it is. Anyway, so this person, he thinks it as, so if we have this consciousness, that it is Lord's mercy, the suffering is, dukkha is Lord's mercy, then you will not be agitated in dukkha. Sometime I was preaching to one boy, and his mother got cancer. I thought this fellow will get affected. His mother also was devotee, initiated devotee, and this boy is chanting 16 round. And I thought these fellows, they may give up Krishna consciousness, I was thinking. So therefore I was preaching to him, don't get disturbed. Krishna is helping you to realize that this material world is a place of suffering like that. And I was quoting this verse. Because often it happens, you know, they get disturbed. Oh, why it is happening to me like that? Generally it doesn't happen, those who are chanting seriously 16. But there are some cases like that also. I heard about one devotee. He chanted every day 25 rounds, and every Ekadasi Nirjala he did lot of service, and one day he was somewhere going in the middle of the water and their boat just got drowned, but somehow he survived and immediately he came back and he became a non-devotee. Why this happened to me like that? Why Lord, I did so much like that? So like that, it can happen. So we should not become agitated. We should understand philosophically, with philosophical intelligence, that this is mercy of the Lord. R. Babu. Yes, R. Babu. Gaur, 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 Gaur. Real Gaur Bhajana and false Gaur Bhajana. It was powerful. Those quotes are amazing quotes. I worship that Gaura who is Lord of the Rupa Goswami. I worship that Gaura who is the Lord of Prabodhananda Saraswati. Like that, he will quote verse after verse, verse after verse, verse after verse. What a understanding it is. Yesterday we were discussing what Krishna we are chanting. Which Krishna we are calling by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We are calling Barbar Krishna and his wife Radha, or Krishna and Radha, who are Supreme Personality of God, Supreme Absolute Truth. So we should know the knowledge of that, otherwise we will become like that, R. Babu. Or we will concoct a God like Saint Augustine. He is not all merciful, he is not all powerful, something like that. And then Krishna says, Sukeshu vikathas praha. Prabhupada, in happiness also he is not elated. Oh, my daughter got first rank in the 10th examination. Guru Maharaj, please bless her like that.
His spiritual master blessed him to pass in chartered account. C exam.
Got passed by the mercy of spiritual master. As though that is the real mercy of spiritual master. Spiritual master blessed him to, what is that? So manipulate money and cheat people, right? Or not cheat the government, cheat the people, right? CS means what? They are expert cheaters. How to cheat the government?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they learn, right? This is what happens in a democratic government. In traditionally, when monarchy is there, the tax, you know, king lays tax, and one fourth of their income they should give it to whatever grains or whatever, you know, milk or milk products, they have to give it to king. And everyone happily gives, because it is told in Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto that, you know, atom, description of atom is there in 10th canto. So clouds just freely distribute water, rain. So they even distribute rain on the mountain and rocks everywhere, not only on fertile ground. So similarly, a king, a genuine king, he distributes all the treasury when it is necessary, like there is drought or famine. So when there is drought and famine, king distributes, you know, very liberally to all the citizens. So in this way, the citizens, they used to distribute, kings. And citizens also never hesitated to pay the tax. And when there is drought and famine, and when the income, like, you know, if you are a farmer, if the yield doesn't come, produce doesn't come, So he will not demand the tax from you. Am I right or not? So it is according to how we grow, what is our, you know, necessities along with that. So that was the taxation, system of taxation. This is all given in Manusamhita, and even Chanakya also in his Arthashastra, he has how there should be taxation, everything he has given. So nowadays, demonic governments, bhakshantihi prajaha, they will just put tax, everything tax. Now for everything, for breathing also there will be tax now, after few years. You have to purchase air also, air cylinder they will give, on that they will put tax. Now for walking tax is there, for building house, you know, we are supposed to build someone, pay tax, right? So I was telling him, we have to now for these buildings, we have to pay tax for 12,000 rupees. I was telling him, in childhood I remember, so this panchayat people, they will come and collect some 2 or 3 rupees tax per house. 2 or 3 rupees. Now we are paying 12,000 rupees, 12-13,000 rupees. So like that, Bagalpati. in this way, we have to, they will, you know, tax. And citizens, what they do? They also, somehow or other, they want to cheat the government and become free from tax. That's why CA business started, actually. And the government and universities are so stupid. Government is so stupid, it has made such courses for that they will get cheated. And their CAs are very highly paid. highly paid for cheating the government. So this is the situation of democracy. It is such a idiot government, such a idiot society, right or not? Then citizens through CAs, they try to cheat. Then what happens? Government tries to cheat and take money some other way. So like that, it just goes on, society of cheaters and cheaters. If you go on discussing about the stupidity of this modern society, there is no limit at all. Right? Even Einstein said that there is no limit to God's creation and there is no limit to stupidity of man, something like that he said. So one stupid was Einstein also. So such a fully Krishna conscious, Sukeshu Vigatasprah, he is not elated. Such a fully Krishna conscious person is not at all disturbed by out onslaughts of the threefold miseries, for he accepts all miseries as the mercy of the Lord, thinking himself only worthy of more trouble due to his past misdeeds. And he sees that his miseries by the grace of the Lord are minimized to the lowest. Similarly, when he is happy, he gives credit to the Lord, thinking himself unworthy of happiness. So he realizes that it is due to only to Lord's grace that he is in such a unworthy of happiness. So he realizes that it is due to only Lord's grace that he is in such a comfortable condition and able to render better service to the Lord. Anyone knows best example for this? He was very poor and he became very rich. And still he remained very loyal to Lord. Sudama Viparana, of course Prabhupada, you can put any other example. So Sudama Viparana, he went to Dwaraka and he came back. Although he went to ask, but he could not ask there. He didn't, because devotee, it just doesn't, it goes against his grain to ask something material. Prabhupada said, why you are going to the church and asking, give me daily bread? So many elephants in the jungle are fed by and maintained by the Lord. He will not maintain you. He will not maintain devotees. So therefore, a devotee, he doesn't like to ask any material boons from the Lord. So Sudama Vipra, he went met the Lord and spoke some things and then came back. So, but when he came back, everything had changed. Then he always remembered the Lord and he went on with his devotional service to the Lord. So this is, he is not elated. He doesn't get elated and forgets devotional service. Now it is okay, I am happy in condition. I don't need to do any devotional service. Sometimes it happens, no? People go to temples and who was that?
Vamshika.
Oh, so he is Hare Krishna. So he is not elated by Hare Krishna. So he is not elated by. So later you can put them in that room. That room is clean, no? So yeah, you can keep here only now, like I said. Come, come. You would like to take bath or what? So, water is not there, so
okay. Yeah.
So, you can keep luggage temporary here, so
okay.
Okay. You can keep them in that room. It's clean, right? Someone can, you can engage someone to clean it. So, coming to the point, so he is not elated. Sometimes it happens, people, you know, they come to Krishna consciousness when they, all their material desires are fulfilled and then they give up. So this is how they do. And Vita Raga Bhaya Krodha, he is not attached to, he gives up raga, attachment, fear and anger, these two things, three things. So Prabhupada here he says, so we should not be attached, we should not be attached. So these are symptoms of person who is, self-realized. Who is in samadhi, who is fixed his intelligence on self. So so he is free from attachment, aversion, and for the service of the Lord he is always daring and active, and he is not influenced by attachment or aversion. Daring and active means he is not fearful. He would be bold, daring. He will do daring activities. Like that. Now you see, we are trying to do this, Kurkula. So it's a daring. It needs a lot of daring and courage. You know, right or not. Going against the currents of the world. So you may be put behind the bars also. Right or not. So I'm reminding you now only, prepare to you. Now only you can think about, oh, better not to be here. You will be here. Better I be in the city and distribute some books, huh? Why to be in the behind the bars, right? Attachment means accepting. In Australia, in around 1976 and all, there were some 34 cases against devotees. You know what are the mistakes of the devotees? They are doing sankirtan on the street. So 34 court cases were there. Then Prabhupada told, don't hire any lawyer. Why to waste money to by hiring a lawyer? He wrote a letter. The letter is there, you see. He wrote a very powerful letter. We should read that. We get a lot of inspiration from that letter. So he just told, just chant Hare Krishna inside the jail, he said. Either inside or outside, we have to just chant Hare Krishna. You chant Hare Krishna inside. Don't bother hearing all this. Then they chanted, then they left. Just left. Closed all that. So like that. So we should think whether inside or outside I'll chant Hare Krishna like that. Any great adventures anything we want to do, something extraordinary preaching, then that needs a lot of courage, daring and all, you know, very risks it is, involves. Prabhupada took over all over world, you know. There was so much threat against Prabhupada's life, no? So he, by his powerful preaching, when he brought devotees to Kolkata street, first time they were doing Harinam Sankirtan. White elephants, my white elephants, Prabhupada says. And communists in West Bengal, they threatened Srila Prabhupada, we will finish you, don't come here, go away like that. You see, in the land of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you cannot do Harinam Sankirtan. So it's not that a powerful acharyas are. They take a lot of risks for establishing spreading Krishna consciousness. So daring and active, and is not influenced by attachment or aversion. Attachment means accepting things for one's own sense gratification, and detachment is the absence of such sensual attachment. But one fixed in Krishna consciousness has neither attachment nor detachment, because his life is dedicated in the service of the Lord. Consequently, he is not at all angry even when his attempts are unsuccessful. So anger comes due to frustration. Success or no success, a Krishna conscious person is always steady in his determination. Then Lord Krishna says, Sthitadhir Muni Ruchyate. Such a person is Sthitadhir Muni. Sthitadhir Muni means, Sthitadhir Muni, Prabhupada gives example of, he defines Muni here. This verse is also one vocabulary book. Uchyate word comes, right or not? He is called as, it's a definition of Sthitadhir Muni. Sita Pradnyasya Kabasha Samadhista Shikesha. Yeah, you can take that out. So, once we have to do thorough research about it, once after compiling some portion of it. So, in this way, So, Dukesho Anubhignam. Sitadir Muni Ruchyate. Now Muni means one who is very expert in exercising his mind. Our Prabhupada says here, agitating his mind, one who is very expert in agitates. So you can imagine, some people, you can understand that. Some people mind, it works too fast actually. So we have to, make them stop, become cool down. So we have to put a break to it. Wait, like that. So sometimes our mind also speculates too much. Unnecessary things, it just goes on speculating. In the previous verse we are discussing Manogatana. Sometimes we should tell, my dear mind, please calm down and chant Hare Krishna. Read Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. Hear this class, whisper like that. Instead of speculating, running here and there. So he is thinking like, he is thinking about me like that, he is doing like this, he means it like this. So we go on. The word Muni, and Prabhupada here we quotes that, Mahabharata Vanaparva. So Vanaparva means here, so Pandavas are in the Vana, and this is especially that, you can tell them to go that side, because there is toilet there if they want to use toilets. Toilet is nearby, there. So, they can use those buckets, Tell them to keep them there only. Keep the buckets there only and come back. So, coming back to that, he is quoting Vanaparva. Vanaparva means, in Vanaparva only, that Yaksha Prashna comes. So there, this verse comes, Tarko Pratishto Shutayo Vivino Nasavra Shiryasya Matam Narvinnam Dharmasya Tatvam Nihitam Guhaya Mahajano Enagatha Sapanta. So that Tarko Pratishta. So Tarka will be baseless. It will not bring us to any solid platform. Shrutayo Vibhinno. There are so many Shrutis. How will understand and know the conclusion? Nasav Rishir Yasya Matam Nami. And every Muni will have their own opinions. Especially here, Muni means, Rishis means, in Indian system of knowledge, Rishi means, in Vedic culture means, all these Rishis, Apshar Darshan, Kapila, Jaimini, maybe Charvaka, but especially here because Shastra, Charvaka also. So, like this, Gautama, and Patanjali. So all these munis, everyone have their own opinion. They say, no, no, karma is the highest authority. You don't have to worship God. Some are, no, everything. No, there is no God, there is no spirit. Everything is just material elements. No, everything is made up of atoms, small, small atoms, someone they will say. So all have their own opinions, all they have their own so-called conclusions. And Prabhupada here says, unless one differs from other munis, he is not called as a muni actually. Prabhupada used to tell in English, you cannot become a philosopher unless you differ from other philosophers. If you don't have difference of opinion with other philosophers, you cannot be accepted as philosophers. So in this way, this is the definition of muni. But Sthitadhir Muni is different here. So, but Sthitadhir Muni, as mentioned herein by the Lord, is different from an ordinary muni. The Sthitadhir Muni is always Krishna conscious, for he has exhausted all his business of creative speculation. So such muni is, like Narad Muni, we call Shukadeva Muni. So in this way, we call different kinds of muni. They are Sthitadhir Munis. There is difference between ordinary munis and Narad Muni. So sometimes, some idiot rascal, this cinema serial wallahs, so they make fun of Narad Muni, and they make Narad Muni a joker, right or not? That is very offensive. So joker, or he makes people to fight inside. So always does some mischief work. They present him as mischief maker, right or not? So that is very dangerous. They are so very advanced. So then Prabhupada is quoting this verse of. Prabhupada is quoting the verse of Yamunacharya. Stotra Ratna is a book written by Yamunacharya. So very beautiful verses are there, prayers are there for the Lord. So sthavas, stotras and stutis, we have to memorize them. Vavantamevanucharam nirantara prashanta nishesha manorathantara kadahamaikantika nitya kinkara prahrshayishyami sanata jivitam. So by serving you constantly, one is freed from all material desires and is completely specified. When shall I engage as your permanent eternal servant and always feel joyful to have such a fitting master? So very beautiful verse, no? So here it is relevant. Why it is? By serving you constantly, one is freed from all material desires and is completely satisfied. So like in the previous verse, it was told, Prajahati yada kaman. Right? So therefore he becomes prashanta. Prashanta means, unless we are free from material desires, mind won't become peaceful. Mind will be always disturbed and agitated. Therefore shama means one who has control over mind, one who has purified his mind with material desires. So then one becomes prashanta. One who is free from material desires. So this is Yamunacharya. Okay. So now Krishna answered first question of Arjuna. What are the symptoms of a person whose consciousness is merged in transcendence? In other words, who is in samadhi? Who is a sthita prajna? Intelligence is in transcendence. What is the meaning of that intelligence in transcendence? What is the meaning of that intelligence merged in transcendence? That means his intelligence doesn't work in terms of material world. He is only absorbed in spiritual life. So his intelligence doesn't go for example, you may go to a Smashan Ghat, Samshan Ghat according to Narada. So, right? Okay. So, you go there. One whose intelligence is merged in transcendence, immediately he starts, this world is material, world is martyaloka. One dies here, birth, death, world is the symptom, I have to leave this world like that. But someone whose intelligence is not in transcendence, but it is, you know, materialistic, he will start thinking, oh, let me do some firewood business here, it will run very well. Right. Let me do firewood business here. It will run very nicely like that. I can earn lots.
Electrical, huh?
Electrical burning nowadays. Because now there is no firewood, right? No one is doing that business, I think. So in this way Krishna talks about, in these two verses, first question is answered. They are coming. So, yeah, then coming back to the point that, so how many symptoms are given? How many symptoms of such person? How many are given here? How many are given? Four are there? Only four are there? Dukesho Nadvigna Mana one. Second one is Sukeshu Vigatastha. Then free from Raga Bhaya Krodha. We should consider one or three? It has three. That means five in first verse. And in second verse, how many are there?
Only one.
So, two are there, seven total, seven qualities. And that Dukesho Anudvignamana, there is some quotes here. Srimad Bhagavatam 6:17-20, very nice quote. Being put in this material world is like being thrown into a salt mine. You will taste salt wherever you go. Similarly, material world is full of misery. Dukhalayam, no? That is. Even so-called happiness is misery, but in ignorance we do not understand. A Krishna conscious person is unconcerned with happiness and distress. That is for Dukesho Anudvignamana, Sukesho Vigatasprah. As one mistakenly considers a flower garden to be a snake, or experiences happiness and distress in a dream, so in the material world, by lack of careful consideration, we differentiate between happiness and distress, considering one good and another bad. So purport, Prabodhananda Saraswati, Vishvam Purna Sukayate, this world is full of happiness. How is this possible? Yat Karunya Kataksha Vaibhavatam Tham Gurum Evastumaha. Anyone knows which verse it is? Where Prabodhananda Saraswati, where he wrote this verse? A devotee accepts the distress, he wrote that book, no? Chaitanya Chandramrita. A devotee accepts the distress of this world as happiness only due to causeless mercy of Lord Chaitanya. He showed by personal behavior he was never distressed but always happy by chanting Hare Krishna. We should follow in his footsteps and we will never feel the distress of this material world of duality. In any condition of life we can be happy by chanting the holy name of Lord. So whenever you feel unhappy, whenever you feel happy, always chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Rama. So Brahmachari should not have problems. Brahmachari should not be morose or depressed. So then he is in a wrong ashram. And grahastha anyway by nature is miserable always. So what he should do then? What he should do? He should chant Hare Krishna, that's all. Nothing else has to do. Hare Krishna. So even if Brahmachari has become depressed, chant Hare Krishna. So there is no solution. Don't blame Priya Govinda. Oh, he is there leading this project, that's why all the problems are there. Don't blame me. Chant Hare Krishna, that's all. Because you know, my distress and my depression, whom I'll tell? I'll chant Hare Krishna, right? Bhagavad Gita 2.57. So now Krishna explains the next verse. So if Gurukula boys trouble you, just chant Hare Krishna. So text 57. यः सर्वत्र न विस्मेयस्तत्तत् प्राप्य शुभाशुभम् नाभिनन्दति दृष्टि तस्य प्रज्ञा प्रतिष्ठिता. In the material world, one who is unaffected by whatever good or evil he may be obtain, neither praising it nor despraising it, is firmly fixed in perfect knowledge. So which question it is answering, tell? Situated in 58 verse purport, no? Right or not? Prabhupada says this answers the question. I told her how he engages senses and not does not engage senses is situated. That is, I told the meaning of that verse, that question. Which question? Quickly, time is passing. What is that third question? That is 2.58 Prabhupada says, no, this answers, right? Both verses you are talking? You see here in the translation, neither praising it nor despising it. What is the meaning of that? It is answer to question, how does he speak? What is his language? Basically, he doesn't grumble, you know, when problem comes. Oh, this is not there, this is not going on, this is, like that. And he will not become very excited about it. Something comes, like that. In the material world, one who is affected by whatever good or evil he may obtain, neither praising it, despising it, he is firmly fixed in perfect knowledge. So Prabhupada says, there is some